everyone. Lisa Guthrie with Canadian Caliban Magazine, and I'm here with Kelly Sidorek, our depth of field columnist. We're going to talk a little bit about the November issue, and during which, and you wrote about failing well in that column, which might seem like a bit of an oxymoron to some people, but tell us a little bit about what you meant by that and kind of switching our mindsets around failure.
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. The book was actually written by Amy Edmondson, who did a lot of research on this and studied innovative companies and really found that the ones that do well embrace failure and are almost intentional about it. You know, the idea that you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And that's really what it is. So I think it's important, as you mentioned, to shift our perspective that when something doesn't work out, it isn't necessarily a failure, but an opportunity to learn. And, you know, certainly that's easier to say than do, too. If you're in a operation or a business that is having issues and has experienced setbacks, it's not always easy to really embrace that idea, but we should be practicing failure. And there's some good examples from big companies like 3M that actually the sticky note was something that they were trying to develop, which was a much more permanent type label, if you will. And so the fact of the matter was, from their first objective, it was a failure. But then look at now, because it only had a bit of glue and could be moved around, it became one of their leading products, if you will.
Yeah, that's really, that really struck me, because I mean, everybody, I think, knows about sticky notes and uses them. What does it take, though, to kind of shift into that mindset so it's just a part of innovation, I guess?
You know, I think one of the thoughts that comes to mind just as we're talking about it, and we've referenced this before in different articles, but with Six Hats of Thinking, I think we have by Edward de Bono, where you really are intentional about saying, okay, this now we are going to put on our optimistic hat, the yellow one, that, you know, what if this turns out to be the greatest thing ever? What's that going to look like? But then also be intentional about switching and putting on the black hat. Okay, this did not go well at all. What were all the pieces that contributed to the failure or the mistake, if you will? And probably part of it is, frankly, trying to remove emotion from it a little bit and putting that hat on that, you know, this is just looking at what went wrong. It's not a personal blaming anybody, I think, can be helpful in our own operations.
Yeah, I think that making it not personal is probably key, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like on a farm, this kind of mindset?
Well, I think another thought that, you know, piece that can come to this is where we talk about safe to fail trials, where you're not bidding the farm or ranch, if you will, but, you know, saying, okay, here's something, an enterprise or management practice that somebody wants to do. And if it doesn't work, that's okay. It's not the end of the operation, or, you know, it's not a gigantic setback. So maybe we can become more comfortable with failures and even having dialogues about them too, you know, and whether that even be something like a SWOT analysis, you know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. Because in that case, you're also looking at them not only from the idea of what didn't work, but what can we learn from it and what can be, you know, really trying to switch around to that. This seems like a 3M sticky note failure because it won't stay on anything to go through the mail system. But at the same point, that's exactly what we need and are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add, Kelly?
No, I think that sounds great. Thanks, Lisa.
Great. Thanks, Kelly.